Here we go.
That song is called Whipping, and did the line, "Please, sir, give me more," tell you about the basis of that musical? That's the famous quote from the Dickens classic Oliver Twist, but it's never been so twisted. This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to my February show, and it will be devoted to new gay musicals. And frankly, until a few months ago, I didn't think there were many recent gay-themed musicals worthy of much attention. That's changed, as I hope you'll find out on this show. Let's start off with a musical called Twist. It was nominated for a New York Drama Desk Award for 2007, and has had dazzling productions in New York and Los Angeles. One reviewer described it as a goth, pop-rock, queer musical weaving Victorian erotica, dark comedy, and gender-bending. What's not to like? It's kind of a cross between Oliver and Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's get to some more music from the show with this song called I Always Come Out on Top.
If you were out walking and a snake crossed your path, would you approach him or avoid him? Darling, you do the math. Take care where you step. Don't forget God loves the meek. You may have lips like honey, but that does not mean you should speak. You better do as I tell you. You better know when to stop. I always come out. I always come out. I always come out on top. If you sought out trouble and you have my address, could I provide trouble? Use your little mind and guess. Take care where you step. I would hate to see you fall. You know I wouldn't trip you, but I could stand to see you crawl. You better do as I tell you. You better know when to stop. I always come out. I always come out. I always come out on top. I always come out on top.
Thank you.
specific. There can only be one boss. I treat you like you were my own. So don't make mommy cross. You better do as I tell you. You better know when to stop. Some say I'm unusual. It could be, I suppose. But when one gets down to it, it's not me, it's just my clothes. We all like to delude ourselves, but there are no lies. The mirror tells. I can wear that dress like no one else. Clothing makes the man. Live young lads in need of correction. Not an ounce of style or flair. If I'm not always sheer perfection, I always do know what to wear. Something golden at the waist, a corset very tightly laced. Trousers that were painted on me.
The second song was Clothing Makes the Man. I believe these tracks were done by the New York cast, but in L.A., the show featured Alexandra Billings. You may remember that Alexandra is the transgendered singer and actress who gave me a delightful interview on my show last June. Coming up, I'm going to share with you a new musical that really excited me, along with comments from its composer. But this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along. While looking at photos of the artists and recordings, I've always considered our music history as visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. I've not had a musical in a long time grab me immediately the way this one did. It's called Bare, and that's spelled B-A-R-E. And to illustrate its impact, I'll tell you that an advance copy of the show was sent to me. I had no liner notes, no press kit, I had no idea what the show was about, so I just put it into my car CD player and checked it out. And it grabbed me immediately. Right away, I fell in love with the voices, the spirit, the story, and of course the music. I'm very pleased to bring you an interview with the composer of the show, Damon Intrabartolo. I'll let Damon give just a brief description of the story as we hear the opening track.
Bear is a musical that tells the story of a group of seniors, boys and girls, in a Catholic school during their last semester. The central relationship in the story is that of Peter and Jason, who are challenged with keeping their love secret under the watchful eyes of their friends, their parents, and of God and the church.
I want to welcome all of you back. I hope that Christmas was a time of great joy for you and your families. Today is the Feast of the Epiphany, the celebration of the arrival of the three wise men to pay homage to the baby Jesus. I want you to imagine what that journey must have been like, a journey resting entirely on faith that they would know where they were going once they arrived. Imagine what a joy it must have been for them to have finally reached their destination. Seniors, you're coming to an end of 4 years at St. Cecilia's. You've lived together, studied together, and most importantly, prayed together. Strength for the journey. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us take a moment now to call to mind those times when we've fallen from God's grace. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I've sinned through my own fault, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. And I ask the Blessed Mary ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters,
to pray for me to the Lord our God.
Yes, pray for him to the Lord your God.
One of these boys just ain't like the others.
Loves his female singers, loves to cook.
Looks around in gym.
It pleases him.
Thoughts enslave him, somebody save him.
Severed, hell is forever.
Dig down deep and save your soul.
Great mistakes will take their toll.
Every sin is entered in.
Heaven comes with discipline.
But it doesn't all make sense. What I feel is real.
No more dodging, God is watching.
His eye is on the lowly sparrow.
The road is long, the path is narrow.
Choices live by our voices.
Dig down deep and save your soul.
Great mistakes will take their toll.
Every sin is entered in.
Heaven comes with discipline.
But it doesn't all make sense if the love is strong.
No more dodging, God is watching.
Eyes on the lonely sparrow.
The road is long, the path is narrow.
Our first reading today is the story of how, despite the best efforts of a single mother, a child can still go horribly, horribly wrong.
Mom!
For his 8th birthday, Peter asked for an Easy Bake Oven. His father asked for a divorce. To me, the link between those two events was as strong as Peter's attraction to my makeup table. We sent him to Catholic boarding school, thinking it might help. But when he met his roommate, Jason, the two of them locked eyes, and I said to myself, Claire, you wanted grandchildren. Instead, you're going to get ambiguous Christmas cards from South Beach.
Please join us in singing our offertory hymn, number 279, A Bender Among Us.
There's a bender among us, he must be exposed. He'll kidnap our children, then take off their clothes. A bender among us, there's pink in our flock. A boy without conscience who's led by his...
Cockamamie. Pure cockamamie that this isn't a choice. Don't do this to me, Peter.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to this table.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be.
Lord, he is not worthy to receive you.
Father?
Not at a funeral, Peter.
I'd like to start with just a, if we could take a moment, if maybe we were silent or we had spoken.
Mom, what is it? Ivy? Nadia? Matt?
Is it?
Let us go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Lollipop, a puppy. How about a baseball bat? There's one in my pants.
Oh, thank you.
My mom, she said to never talk to strangers. So kisses out of the question then.
I'll take a chance.
So where were you?
Online.
Asleep.
Like half the congregation.
So are we damned?
I stayed awake as long as I could.
Good Catholic.
I say, we go fall asleep together.
Do you?
Should I bring my baseball bat?
I think you should.
Jason,
you're a superstar, man.
Jason,
okay, they couldn't guard you.
Jason,
it's always the same.
No, let's duck in here and
Jason,
have a date for prom yet?
Jason,
did you lose my number?
Jason,
this is all just a game. You and you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Take a look in these big blue eyes so you'll understand and know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always. Running together forever, you and I.
Tell me why I should trust you when the girls all lust to touch you.
Cause when I have you near me, I go out of my mind. Need help there?
You're cute, and it's tough to argue with the hard on.
Think that you could lend a hand here
if I had the time.
Jason,
Peter, don't you worry.
Jason,
cause I wouldn't leave you.
Jason,
not even for Zach.
Go,
hey, looking good, man.
Jason,
what we have is perfect.
Jason,
then we'll tell my mother.
Jason,
let's lay off the crack. You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Take a look in these big blue eyes so you'll understand and know why we whisper in the hallways. I'll be with you always. Running together forever, you and I.
There's something that I want to ask you. Don't say no, just hear me out. After school they hold auditions, something just to think about. And
God, you said the same thing last year. You know acting's not my thing. Plus I might go out for baseball, and I neither dance nor sing.
You have never mentioned baseball. You haven't played since we were 12. And as for acting's not my thing, it's obvious it's something else.
I don't act.
I think we're the best act this school has ever seen.
So take a bow and I'll
know what I mean. Just a thought, forget I brought it up.
Now think about tonight, when everything is right. We'll shut off all the lights
and cuddle in bed and see how far we get.
Is that supposed to shut me up?
Yes.
Sure. You and eyes and you'll understand and know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always, running together. Miss me. Forever you and I.
We just heard the two characters, Jason and Peter, as sung by James Snyder and Matt Doyle. Damon, could you expand on the show a little?
Okay, let's see. Bear was born around 1998. And at the time, I was just hearing in my head imaginary conversations between someone that was like a Peter and someone that was like a Jason. And from there, I started composing without any words. And then John came in and started putting some words to the stuff and basically began from that, writing very much from the inside out. You know, John came up with the triangle that is Peter, Jason, and Ivy, and I threw in Nadia and Matt. And John created Sister Chantel. He knew her, actually. And so we just kind of went in together, and John and I actually have our, you know, a long relationship with the church. And, you know, I was an altar boy, and I got my harmonic chops playing organ for years and till I was 17. And, you know, I had a boyfriend in high school. We kept it very, very, very secret. So I was kind of doing the Jason thing as well. And John had girlfriends really throughout college. I was out at that time. I was really out at that time. And so John was kind of also living that those kind of dual personalities. And it was, I think, very much a reflection of what John was going through and what I hadn't dealt with. So that's kind of just what went into it. But I wouldn't say there was one singular inspiration for it. It was just like I was getting these, you know, tunes in my head or harmonic progressions in my head, and I had to put them somewhere. So that is how Bear the Musical started.
Well, the listeners need to know at this point that the John you've been talking about is John Hartmere, who wrote the lyrics. How has your being gay influenced the creation of Bear, and has that helped or hindered the long journey to get the musical to its recent production?
Well, in terms of being an openly gay man, I think it's influenced several aspects of Bear, in the sense that I mean, not only musically drawing on, you know, those feelings and drawing on those kind of trajectories that the characters go through, but moreover, in a practical sense, in terms of production, I think everyone would be very surprised how much general homophobia exists in this particular aspect of the, I don't want to say the music business, but the, I guess, theater. You know, I definitely had to come to terms again with the fact that, you know, this show is very much an extension of activism. You know, people's activism manifests itself in different ways. This is how I can do it. I mean, it saddens me in one way, that it's still a constant uphill battle. And you also have to consider too, not segregating yourself, or, you know, the gay and lesbian community has a tendency now to segregate itself, when it's convenient, so that you end up playing to an all gay audience or an all lesbian audience. And I don't really buy into that. I think Harvey Milk had the right idea in terms of integration and constant integration. And, like, you know, you look at the very, very successful African-American civil rights movement, and the reason that it's so successful is because of the, you know, passionate and defiant methods of integration that have gone on, you know, really victorious. Now, it just kind of seems like, you know, we shoot ourselves in the foot by segregating ourselves away. So I'd say being gay definitely helped write the show, certainly, was not necessarily an asset in terms of its production, was not necessarily an asset in terms of the album production. So it's kind of a break-even type of score.
Early in the first act is a very amusing song done by Kelly Lefkowitz. She plays Jason's sister, Nadia, and the language doesn't quite allow me to include it in the radio version of the show. Here's just a little of Plain Jane Fatass.
There's Jane, plain Jane, fat ass, guilty of swallowing Jenny Craig. Oh, plain Jane, fat ass, keeping society so ill at ease and loving her role.
Tell us about the song Best Kept Secret.
Best Kept has been around since the original draft of the show, and after the rave, John and I felt that Peter and Jason needed to have, you know, ultimately what was an uncomfortable conversation, especially for Peter. So Best Kept Secret is that song. You can hear my affinity for the Max Martin style of writing that informed so much of the pop music of the mid-90s. Just this little tune, and the bridge is the... that whole, hold on, I'm actually in front of my piano, so, you know, when you have, that thing, that's also the bridge to Warning, you know, where Claire's like, you know, what if I like this song I heard before, that type of thing. So, I don't really sing, and, so I try to, that made sense to me that, you know, and Peter turns to Jason and is like, trying to convince him that everything's okay, and then Claire in a similar situation is trying to convince herself that you know, she's talking to the two sides of herself there in Warning. So that is the story of Best Kept Secret.
I know this world can have a place for us if we just try to find a way to trust. The time will be kind. In a fantasy I dream awake, but reality is give and take. You take what you can, you give time a chance. We have to wait until the world is fast asleep. I'll wipe away the doubt and show you why we keep the best kept secret. Best kept secret of all. All I ever want is there in your eyes. They tell me I'm alright and I realize I always knew. We whisper words when we're alone at night. I wanna hear them in the morning light. And with love on our side, maybe we'd be alright. Beneath a million stars, there's no need to pretend. I look around tonight and wonder why we can't end. Best kept secret. It's best kept secret. Didn't you see how no one in there cared? 1,000 people saw us dancing there. You have to give the world a chance.
A chance to what?
To see how deep the world can cut. This is all a fantasy. Then we go back to school. Just think it through.
I think it through and then you shut me out. You're such a coward.
And you're a fool. Can't go on forever this way.
All this forever, can't you live for today? We have to grow up. There's so much more to love. It's best kept secret. The best kept secret. Best kept secret. I love you, Jason.
I've got another question about a Jason and Peter duet. Not only because they are the gay characters, but because I love the voices of those two actors. Tell us about the song Ever After.
It's the progression is based on what I call the fairy tale thread in Bear, and it's it's basically just these eight chords that carry this song. Ever After has been in the show since 1999. It was a moment that didn't exist before. And it was about getting Peter to that point where he couldn't, you know, he knew that he had to address with Jason his unhappiness. And, you know, I really feel for Peter in this moment because Peter really hasn't made, you know, I mean, to have someone like Jason in your life at any age is fantastic, but to have someone like Jason like that, your junior and senior year, Peter must be really unhappy to even, you know, tempt fate here. I don't think Peter's expecting this, obviously, and, you know, his reaction in the lyrics is pretty evident, and it's kind of saying, I don't know who you are anymore, and all that I wanted was you, and it's sad, obviously, and
you stand before me, and I barely know you. Is it so easy to leave? Where is the boy who said I was his soulmate? Where is the boy I believe? We climbed an escape grown from seeds that you planted. You slew all my giants, ignoring your own. And now that they haunt you, I'm left with my courage alone. So much for our ever after. I thought the good guys would triumph. I trusted the hero. I didn't hear his goodbye. I guess it was lost in the talk of a straight-acting coward. Who are you to go and blame this all on me? You're the one who went ahead and changed the rules. What? You found your way and now it's all okay. Is it that simple then? Really? You're such a fool. It's time to wake up, Peter. Put away the fairy tales. Clock is striking midnight, can't you hear? Not all tales have happy endings. We can't keep pretending, cause there's no such thing as heroes who are queer.
Thought I'd always follow. You've hurt me more than you know. All that I wanted was you. You were my tomorrow.
Peter, promise you won't say anything to anyone.
One of the dramatic and telling songs was between Peter and his mother, Claire.
The song See Me has been in the show as long as the show's been around. And it's the song in the second act where Peter gets the wherewithal, the courage, or maybe just, you know, the fear is just eating inside of him too much. I don't know. And he tries to come out to his mother, Claire. Claire is not hearing it. She knows what's going on, obviously, in the song. But like most moms, just doesn't really want to hear it or converse about it at any rate. I remember when I did this conversation, both John and I have done this conversation with our mothers. I think this is probably a little more literal, his interpretation, because the way this song is written, I actually was living with a guy I was going to marry. And so that's kind of why I did it. At age 19, my mom didn't speak to me for like 10 days. So, See Me, the riff was written, you know, that whole thing existed. And John, he didn't really write lyrics to it. I just kind of made them work and married them to it. And it's very multimetered. Obviously, it goes into, I think, 9 or 11 different time signatures throughout. I did that because it was more conversational, and I didn't really feel like restricting us to, you know, 2-3 or 4-4, or, you know, 4-8 or 3-8 or 6-8, for that matter. And, you know, obviously, there's a lot of, a lot of thematic material. It gets answered by this song. Anyway, so See Me is Peter's coming out moment, and it isn't beautiful, really. It isn't perfect, and that is definitely how I remember mine.
Hello?
Mother, I need to talk to you.
Peter? Honey, I was just gonna call you.
There's something that you need to know.
Gone a week, I miss you already.
I'm just gonna spit it out.
How are rehearsals going?
You probably guessed it years ago. Still, it's kind of hard to say.
Peter, we're so excited about the
it's
play.
Something that I've spent so long not saying.
I called your father. He swore he'd be
Sometimes
there.
Sometimes it's on the tip of my tongue, but only spoken aloud, alone, while I'm praying.
I'd like to tape it, but honestly, Peter, I'm not going to be one of those parents.
All I ask is an open mind.
Peter, perhaps now isn't the best time.
It's such a lonely bridge to cross.
I'm taking Nana to lunch.
I've searched for answers on my own.
She's so proud of you, Peter.
I find that I'm completely lost.
Mom, please, don't say anything else, just listen. I don't know where to start. God, I can't even get the words out. It's like they're all jumbled together. Mom, I love you. And
Berkeley took their wait list. When they called, I almost died. Would you really go to Berkeley? I didn't know that you'd applied.
Mom, please listen to me.
Where did Notre Dame go? I didn't know that you withdrew. People will be disappointed. Have you really thought this through?
Mom, this is important. Mom, you need to listen. Please don't shut me out here. Mom, you need to see me.
Peter, please, I'm so busy here. Let me call you later, dear.
God, this is so hard to say. I'm so afraid you'll turn away. Mom, I'm...
Peter, please, I need a break. Whatever it is, we'll have to wait. I'm going to hang up now. I really need to hang up now.
Don't hang up, this took such courage. I'm dying here, I'm all alone. I know you know, you know what I'm saying. Just let me tell you. Mom, I'm...
Peter, please, I can't solve all your problems.
Mother, you know nothing of them, and I'm not expecting you to find solutions. Just to be my mom and my friend.
I assure you that I am in no state of mind to discuss anything right now.
I've been waiting to tell you this since I was 12.
I'm going to go now.
You don't want to hear it. You don't want to see me. Can't bear
and to dramatize.
There's a reason for that, mother. Open your
Peter,
eyes.
Peter, please, I have to go now. I really need to go right now. I'll call you.
When, Mom, when are you going to call?
Soon, Peter. This week. This weekend.
We can work this out together.
Maybe before then you'll work whatever this is out.
This is always on my mind.
I have so much on my mind.
Please don't hang up.
I have to go.
Tell us about the song Bear.
The song Bear has had many, many lyrical incarnations. It's been in many different keys. Basically, it's just your, you know, it starts without the 6/8 kind of waltzy feel. And I tried to put that motivic idea as much as I could in the score because I kind of like to lead up to that. There's also vocally, Peter and Jason find themselves competing, as they do in You and I and Best Kept Secret, and kind of seeing, you know, that climb in the bridge where they're, you know, doing that stuff. And I think Peter goes, you know, each of us standing bare, was that, yeah, high G sharp. So it's nice that Peter goes out on that stage with that hope, that idea at the end when, you know, they're doing the whole, you know, from the star thing, which Matt and James do so beautifully on the record. It's like, you know, Peter's going out on that stage with a little more hope than I think he would have otherwise.
Do you remember the day that you met me? I swear it was yesterday. I knew with a glance that you were the question and you were the answer, that the world would make sense again if I held your hand. Someday you'll look back and I hope you'll remember the moment of truth when I knew who I was. How did I learn the truth you gave to me? I will always remember the first stolen moment. There you were kissing me, and time seemed to freeze. Now I stand at a crossroad, and I stare at a question. If prayer were the answer, I'd fall on my knees. But forward is calling, and I cannot stay here. A parting of souls as I try to move on. How do I forget the dream you shared with me? I've never been so scared.
I've never felt such honesty.
That will never go away.
Made of such
peace. Each of us standing
knowing what you mean to me.
Knowing who we have to be.
Oh, as you hold my hand,
I hope and pray that you'll
forever
understand.
You and I know you're here.
In this moment where secrets reveal, here in a world where there's safety in falsehood, I have discovered the one thing that's real. That I loved you, and I loved you from the start. And if you hold that close to you, we'll never be apart.
What song seems to get the most acclaim from the audiences?
This is a hard question because I don't really know people's relationships with the show and the songs. I mean, there's 36 of them, right, in the show, so you kind of... I don't think anyone comes out with a favorite necessarily, or maybe they do. I don't really know. I mean, people write or say that they relate maybe to a song like Warning or See Me or Quiet Night at Home or Rule of a Lifetime more than they might relate to, like, God Don't Make No Trash. Maybe, although, I mean, you know, I've had many nuns write to me about God Don't Make No Trash, and so I don't know that there is a perennial, like, favorite or standout. I have been asked many times to pick my favorite, which is weird when you're the composer. I mean, that's a little self-congratulatory, but I think in terms of just being in the moment and the experience of the experience, like, I'd have to probably say Queen Mab is my favorite, just because, you know, I like tragedy, and I like, there's no turning back after that moment.
Tut, done's the mouse, the constable's own word. If thou art done, we'll draw thee from the mire of this Sir Reverend's love, wherein thou stickest up to the ears. Come, we burn daylight, ho!
'Tis no wit to go.
Why, may one ask?
I dreamt a dream tonight, and so did I. What was yours? The dreamers often lie in bed asleep while they do dream things true.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab have been with you. She is the fairy's midwife. Her traces of the smallest spider web pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. In the state she gallops night by night. Lady's lips, who straight on kisses dream, then he dreams of another benefice. Sometimes she driveth o'er soldier's neck, and then he dreams of cutting foreign throats, drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frightened, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is she, this is she.
Peace, Mercutio, peace. Thou talkest of nothing.
Are you okay?
I'll be fine.
God, Jason, you're flying.
I mean, the same can be said for Cross. I don't like when I used to play the shows, I hated coming to Cross because, you know, as the composer and co-book writer, you're putting Jason through this thing every night. You're putting him through, I'm not talking about the actor, I mean the character. You know where it's going and you can't really stop it, you know, and it always got really sad and serious when I was playing Cross. And then obviously to go Two Households Bare to Queen Mab, it was very silent up there when we were playing. Back then, we used to make jokes during the rest of the show, but that in terms of playing it is tough. I've never sat and watched the show really, and not been involved with it in some aspect, either as the composer or musical director or the producer. So I still have yet to actually experience it just as an audience member coming to this experience as an audience member. And I will probably do that one day. I just don't know when yet.
Is there a song that's taking on a life of its own outside of the musical?
There a song that is taking on a life of its own outside of the musical? Sure. I mean, I can't be real specific, but people do whatever they want with the songs. You know, I don't have any control over that, nor would I want any. You know, I mean, that's the point of music, is to, you know, share it and hear it in different manifestations. I remember when I flew up to Boise, Idaho, or Billings, Montana. I can't remember. I'm a pilot, so I think I was running out of gas, actually, and I landed somewhere up there from, like, Reno. And stayed overnight and I went to some coffee shop. It had to have been Boise. No, maybe it was Billings. And some guy was playing Touch My Soul on his guitar, and just like at an acoustic coffee shop night, which I thought was very coincidental and weird. I mean, because we didn't have an album out at that time, and in 2005, there was not really any legitimate sheet music, although I know it's found its way to the hands of many and many an auditioner. So there's that, and but yeah, I'm happy when the songs take on a life outside of the show itself. I mean, you know, it is a modern operatic form, so they definitely, I would never present them outside of that context. You know what I mean? What other people do with them is their business. But as the person that composed the work, I would never just like do a like highlights record, or, I mean, I say that now, but who knows, or a shortened version of it, just because it just wouldn't really work. You know, the songs have really what I think are legitimate and strong relationships with each other. So yeah, certainly, I'm glad people are finding creating different manifestations of the songs outside of you know, the theater that it's playing at.
I want to mention the unique packaging for the CD release. It comes in a DVD case with the two CD set from the show, and also on a DVD, a fascinating documentary about the genesis of Bear. What is next for Bear the Musical?
What is next for Bear the Musical? Oh, not the film question. Well, you know, Theatrical Rights Worldwide owns the exclusive stage rights. So they have been very great in getting this show out there, and really flattered and happy with how many different companies are doing it in different parts of the United States and indeed the world. I mean, you know, to have it in like Dallas, Seattle, Chicago, Cincinnati, it's neat. It's definitely special to both John and myself. And so I think that is what's next for it. I think rushing into anything, I've learned to accept that when you have a completely original story, you have to take a really original way and an original route in terms of having your work accessible to other people. And TRW, this company, is really, really great in thinking outside of the box, and, you know, really helped us put the album together the way we wanted to do it. And we're great in terms of handling how I wanted the score orchestrated. And so I don't really have an answer about what is next for it. I'm enjoying what it's doing now, which is the record is getting to people's hands and their ears, and you know, the shows are getting mounted and put up with all types of different directors and different casting and different imaginations of you know, song scenarios and stuff. And then that Bear movie has certainly been thrown around for a number of years, and I'm sure will come again once again come to the surface. And I mean, we'll see. You know, there's no sense in rushing into anything without being you know, happy you're doing it. But I'm really happy how it seems to be going so far, so we will definitely see.
I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to especially thank Damon Interpretolo for the wonderful interview. Now, I admit I was a bit unsure how to pronounce his name, so I got him to help me on that.
How to say my name? This is like the scene in Private Parts between Howard Stern and Paul Giamatti, so where he's like, W-M-B-C. So here you go, ready? Intrabartolo. Just like it's spelt. Intrabartolo. Intrabartolo. Not Intrabartolo. Not Intrabartolo. Intrabartolo. Thank you, by the way, for having me speak on queer music heritage. And I'm very flattered. So thank you very much again.
You can find out more about the show at their website, www.bearthemusical.com, and of course at my site, www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Now, I know I've not done justice to the music of Bear. There were many, many other outstanding songs, and the show also showcases several female characters and their stories, all done wonderfully by the talented cast. And in the show, at the Catholic High School, they are staging a production of Romeo and Juliet, which parallels the tragedy in the plot. Yes, the story does not end happy. But I wanted to end this show with perhaps the most upbeat number in the production. In it, Sister Chantel is overseeing the play rehearsals and has this conversation with Peter. From Bear the Musical, the track is called God Don't Make No Trash.
I should go.
Sit down. We're going to talk about what's bothering you because this production has got to be on it. Sister Chantel don't direct no dinner theater.
You wouldn't understand.
Peter, honey, I think I've been around enough priests to understand you loud, proud, and clear. Sit down.
I don't know what God wants from me.
You don't have to say another word. You just listen to me.
Sometimes it seems...
You don't have to say another word. Just listen to me.
When God sits on his mighty throne and says, what shall I make today? He don't grab a drawing board. Ain't no mistake. The man don't play. He simply opens up his heart. I'll come a tumbling away.
Say, but I...
Uh-huh, baby, shut up.
God don't make the same, you see, or everyone would look like me. People need to stop and think. It ain't a rainbow without the pink. Ignorant folk playing judge and jury. They the one that's gonna know God's spirit. Cause God don't make no trash.
I'm going to be late, sir.
Boy, you better believe it, that God is on your side. He'll be your strength, your rock, your truth, your everlasting guide. Boy, you better believe it, some folks will act a fool, so caught up with hate that they forget the golden rule, yeah. Boy, you better believe it, you're who you need to be. Cause love is love, love is true, love is God, and love will set you free.
Every gay man.
And buy your album at BearTheAlbum.com.